I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Zimbabwe's presidential elections last week, Emmerson Mnangagwa snagged a narrow victory. Stephen Mafosha of Zimzam Global says things are tense right now, but calm so far. Zimzam Global is part of the Alliance for the Unreached, mobilizing Christians to reach unreached people for Jesus.
The prayer that we need is that we have more strong and authentic Christians that are able to become the voice that is necessary and begin to be the catalyst in their witness.
We're just beginning to unpack this story, so go to missionnews.org for the details. And the Middle East and North Africa is often called the MENA region, but there's more to it besides geography. Dr. Terry Ascott of Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the MENA region, says it's a diverse, non-unified area of around 25 countries.
Most of the countries in the MENA region do speak Arabic, but not all of them. And then even within the Arabic-speaking countries, there are dozens of different dialects.
And it's easier to share the gospel message here. People believe God exists. They just need to know who he is. Pray for the gospel's impact on the people in the Middle East and North Africa. And World Missionary Press resources partners all over the world. And according to Helen Williams, it was a team in Haiti that needed an emergency shipment just a couple weeks ago. Local teams ran out of booklets to distribute, so World Missionary Press put together over 1,000 boxes and shipped it to the teams in Haiti. But it's not just about the numbers for Williams.
We don't just print these just to print these, just to say that we send out 100 million pieces of literature in a year or so. We want to see souls come to the Savior.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.